Well, while we're researching this programme, we've found lots and lots of letters, people complaining about pronunciation. Do you find problems with that?
They're still coming in, and have been for as long as I've been an announcer, from the earliest, possibly, controversy versus controversy. It's old people like me who say controversy, and the young people who now say controversy, and that's winning, to kilometre and kilometre. And I know the rules about that, but I still say kilometre, even though I know I should say kilometre.
Do you find problems with names? I mean, names of politicians, for instance.
Oh, well.
Foreign leaders.
Wasn't that the earliest one, of course, was Sir Alhaji Abubakar Tafawa Balewa, who was first federal prime minister of Nigeria. But no sooner had the announcer got his tongue around that word than he was shot dead. And there's been St. Jarnail Singh Bindranwale. But my favourite was a far simpler one than that. On the religious programme, the Sunday programme on Radio 4, I came across this name, Canaan Banana. And I was told, no, you can't possibly say banana. So I had to say Canaan Banana. And now, as we all know, it is Canaan Banana.
Of all the many letters you have received, I know you've received a lot of mail over the years.
Usually to do with pronunciation, but this one has nothing to do with pronunciation, and it is my all-time favourite because of its simplicity. Dear Sir or Madam, your news bulletin at 6 p.m. on Radio 4 is usually immediately preceded by the sound of a clock striking 6. But yesterday, the 9th of March, there was no sound of a clock, only 6 pips. I'm not complaining, I'm not asking why, but I want you to know that somebody did actually notice it.